It took us a while, but we were able to get in to see you, Leia said. Tahiri indicated the manacles. Forgive me if I don't get up, she said, but it's good to see you.
Be better to see you over a cup of calf, Han said.
He glared at the guards.
Didn't your mothers ever tell you it's rude to eavesdrop?
They didn't budge, nor did they reply. Han and Leia exchanged glances. Leia straightened to her full diminutive height and looked at them each in turn.
I understand you have your duty, and that is to monitor any information that comes to the prisoner through any method other than her lawyer. The only reason we're here is because we have some deeply personal news to deliver. I think you'd both feel very uncomfortable having to overhear it. Would it be possible to have a little privacy?
Both of them were male and looked uncomfortable already at the thought of hearing deeply personal news.
Your reputation precedes you, ma'am, one of them said deferentially.
And glancing at Han, he added in a slightly harder voice,
as does yours, Captain Solo. But orders are orders.
You think we're gonna try and bust her out of here or something?
Han said.
Kid, she's a Jedi, and a damn good one. These little toys you've got on her wouldn't do much if she wasn't willing to be here of her own accord. Right?
He shot Tahiri a look for confirmation. Despite the situation, Tahiri fought back nervous laughter. She suspected that whatever the Solos had to say, Han was doing more harm than good.
They're pretty effective, she said. But I also am indeed here of my own accord. I wouldn't try to escape.
Wouldn't want you to,
Han continued.
We want her to stay so everyone can see how wrong they've been about her.
Leia moved forward. Gentlemen, she said, everything I have to tell Tahiri Vela concerns only my own family situation.
Family? Oh no.
Is something wrong? Did something happen to Amelia or Jaina?
The words came quickly from Tahiri's lips. Han dropped a big hand on her shoulder and squeezed.
They're fine. They're all okay,
he said, his voice gentle.
Look, I can step out if...
I want you here when we tell her,
Leia said quickly. She turned to look at her husband, and Tahiri could see the glitter of tears in her eyes. She had been shut down in the Force, but now she opened to the Solos. There was pain, but there was also a strange, quiet joy. The guards exchanged glances.
We'll leave you alone, but your conversation will be monitored, one of them said.
I appreciate even that much, said Leia, gracing them with a smile that still managed to melt hearts.
The guards left and the door slid heavily back in place. True to his word, the small cam focused on Tahiri continued to blink, indicating it was still active.